this episode of the Beamable Game Dev Podcast, we sit down with Eva Ramirez. She's part of the customer success team, and I really, really enjoyed this interview. Let's jump into it. What is happening? It is another Beamable Podcast, and I have a very special guest, Eva Ramirez. How are you?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful, almost 100-degree day in Chicago. Wow. So any minute now, we probably have to hurry because I will turn into a puddle.
So. Oh, no. Well, we will hurry then. We'll jump right into this. We want to talk a little bit about your history with gaming, maybe some of the stuff you're playing now, some of the stuff you grew up with, all the things gaming.
Yeah, like everybody, I'm playing Elden Ring right now. Okay. I refuse to start it when it came out. I hate Dark Souls. I hate Bloodborne. All of them. They're terrible. It's like torture. But I got sucked in, and now I play like every day after work. It's a problem. Yeah. It's an issue.
How many times have you decided to quit the game because it was too difficult and then started playing the next day?
Actually, only maybe like 3 or 4 times.
Hey, that's
and
good.
It's not even a major boss. It was like an optional like mini boss on a horse. And I died once, and I like looked myself in the mirror and I was like, I'm done. I can't do this to myself. I'm better than this. I need to walk away. And then it happened 3 more times. So it was the same one. Yeah.
That is great. So you do a little bit of streaming and some content creation and stuff. Why don't you tell us about that?
I do. Yeah. So I actually started content creation, I want to say about 2 to 3 years ago. Started just playing video games, doing art for friends, all that fun stuff. And it slowly started growing. Actually, how I started in the games industry, which is super cool. It sort of happened organically where just playing games, and then it turned into panels and mental health and, you know, talking about our favorite games and what representation in games looks like. And it's super, super cool. Right now, I've just been playing a lot of Valorant and Apex, so getting super sweaty is my new natural state.
Love it.
Yeah, it's super, super fun. And I think it's a weird thing to be able to do the thing you love and like actually start a career with that.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. And I don't know about how many other people feel this way, but I didn't even know games was a career growing up. Like, I thought elves made video games and they just appeared. They just appeared on the shelves. And it was magic. It was wonderful. And it was like a solid, 23? I was 23 and kind of figured out like, oh, people make these games. And I could do something with that. Like, that's awesome.
You know what? I remember having very similar thoughts being very young and just going, I know that there's code involved. I have no idea what code is. You know what I mean? Like that
Definitely.
That was me in a nutshell when it came to game making. So
definitely. It's honestly just a foreign language to me. I'm not even going to pretend that I know anything about code or the technical aspect of it. I work at Beamable. It's a team full of geniuses, and I still don't know what's going on half the time. But you know what? That's okay, because my job, right, is the people aspect of it, is to help people out and make people happy, and it works out. Streaming helped me with that.
I love hearing that. And what a wonderful segue you just threw out there for us. Let's talk about what you do at Beamable and kind of the day to day and why you love it.
Yeah. So I'm not going to put this in a way that's super amazing and eloquent and just,
please,
it's not going to happen. when people ask me what I do for work, it's two things. I say I help people help themselves. And that's really, you know, all I do is help people stay organized when game devs have questions or issues or ideas. Even I'm the person there that's going to help them get that to the next step with the Beamable team. So that is one of my favorite things, is I just get to help people. And the second part of it, right, and this is like our motto, this is the core of what Beamable is fighting for the game maker. And that's all I do all day. So I am sort of like the voice for game makers. So when we're in our meetings and having our little chit chats, I'm the voice for the game maker. I'm the one meeting with them not every day, but every week, you know, having those conversations every day, and I get to be the voice for them. And when I'm meeting outside of Beamable, I'm the voice for Beamable, which is game makers. Beamable is made of people who make games and love games. So inside and out, it's just, you know, fighting for the game maker.
I love that. Like, it's, I mean, it's definitely a part of our culture here, right? Like, we are all in this to fight for the game maker. How can games get out faster? How can they launch quicker? How can they be more effective when they hit the market and you know, the just no issues. That's really yeah. The goal here. Let's just talk a little bit about like some of the day to day, right? Like what is some of your day to day look like at Beamable?
Slack all day, every day, 24/7. Slack is my, like, that's my game right there, basically. It's Slack. It's sometimes emails. It's a lot of meetings. So I have the pleasure of getting to meet with some really crazy talented and smart and interesting folks at different game studios, and just kind of get to pick their brains on what's going on their end. What are they doing with their game? What does it look like? What is their goals? What does the future of gaming look like? And that's kind of it. Like, you know, you run into issues sometimes, or you run into a conundrum, and then it becomes that sort of brainstorming talk between our engineers. I know we have, like, Chris was on here, the genius, Chris, Alistair, all those genius folks, you know, start having those conversations. And I'm kind of sitting in the background taking notes and like trying to process it all. Right. I'm like, okay, I can write this down. Do I get what they're talking about? Maybe not, but that's okay. I'm going to get it eventually. and you know, that's kind of the fun part, is learning also. My everyday is learning. No matter what.
Oh, and that's, I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that, right? Like, just continually learning.
Jobs can get stale. You get bored, you know, you get so good at your job that you could do it in your sleep. And that's where I was before Beamable. Mm-hmm. It's boring.
Right.
And you start like, I don't want to go to work. I could be doing other things. And now working at Beamable, it's just like, I'm going to learn something cool today. Like, now I'm interested in developing my own game. Like, that's awesome to get from a job that I get paid for. I get paid to learn and talk to cool people. Like, it's crazy.
Sounds like the dream. It sounds like the dream. And it's no joke when you say that you're in Slack all the time, because I see the customer success Slack channel, and it's like, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Oh, yeah. Hey, we're going to need some support here. We're going to need this here. Mm-hmm. And you guys do a fantastic job of making sure that the right people are getting connected all the time. And
we definitely try. Yeah, it's a lot of moving parts. And like I said, we have a team full of geniuses, and they definitely make it work, which is amazing. Like, we're just trying to connect the dots, right? We're like at that board full of pictures and newspaper clippings, just with the string connecting things. That's our job, is just connecting one thing to the other and making it work and make it make sense. So it's just communication all day, every day. You should see our Discord. It's just me, Alistair, Javiera, Trapper, just hopping in and out of Discord calls and Zoom, and it's crazy.
It's the hustle. Calls
all day. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I wonder if I'll be able to get this set up or not. So I'm glad knowing how busy you are. So I'm really glad it worked out. Well, yeah. We kind of touched on a little bit that you do some content creation and stuff like that. Why don't you let everybody know where they could connect with you outside of Beamable?
So this is actually a secret. So I'm giving you a secret. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you should be a little honored. Everyone listening, watching podcast should be a little honored. Yeah. So I actually started streaming right 2-3 years ago, and I was a face cam streamer. You could find me on Twitter, and you could find me on Twitch as BoriBap, which is BoriBap.
Okay.
You can still find me on Twitter there. That's where I do a lot of my activism, mental health, LGBTQ panels, all that really fun stuff. But my streaming content is actually a secret. I'm an anime girl online.
What?
Fun fact. Yeah. So you can find me on Twitch and a separate Twitter account where all the memes and chaos and nonsense go is BoriBee, which is B-O-O-R-I-B-E-E. So that's been another crazy thing that I've talked to John and Trapper about is like, how are you an anime girl online playing games? Like, are you using a mocap? Are you like, are you suited up right now? I'm like, no. Yeah.
This is fantastic. I love it. That is so cool. I love hearing that. And we got a couple of minutes. How's that been going?
Super, super well. It's different. It's interesting. You can kind of know all about streaming and content creation, and it's a different world in the same universe. So I'm still making content. I'm still playing games. I'm still, you know, reaching out, networking, making connections here and there. But no one knows my face and no one knows my name. And it's just super, super, super strange. So it's something new, just keeping it fresh, learning new things. And, you know, goes back to like using Unity and Blender and all of those game skills, all those game dev skills coming back to help me out.
I love it. That's fantastic. That is so great. Well, Eva, thank you so much for taking the time to just let us get to know you a little bit and what you do here at Beamable. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for letting me be on and talk a little bit about myself.
And we'll definitely have to do it again.
Definitely.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Beamable Game Dev Podcast. If you would like to hang out with other game devs, head on over to our Discord, discord.gg/Beamable. And if you'd like to try Beamable for free, head on over to Beamable.com.